All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Mind at a time, and we're really glad to be with you. This is the CommonSenseShow.tv, and we're going to be referencing the CommonSenseShow.com during the course of this show, and I have a search engine, so you're going to want to put this in, but this will bear strong resemblance to where we're going. Where we're going tonight is this. We are looking at the use of chemical biologicals in Ukraine against Russians by Ukrainian soldiers. Gee, I wonder where they're getting it. And not only that, we're going to take a look at the Nord Stream pipeline and the use of earthquake weapons against Turkey and Syria and the reasons why. Here with my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, and you're watching the Doug and Tave Intel Report here on the CommonSenseShow.tv and Heroes Nation. And we're really glad to be with you. And let me put this over here. I'm going to change the camera angle if I can, because we got something hanging by a thread. And nope, I don't want to do that. Sorry about the technical thing, ladies and gentlemen. We are having a connection issue here. There we go. All right, that'll work. Okay, Doug, we got the technical straightened out. Let's start with Nord Stream, shall we? You want to review what the mainstream media is, particularly Fox News, is telling us about Nord Stream?
So over the summer, it's now been verified through an insider source that we used Navy divers and not special operations. The reason why is that special operations has to get approval from the House Intelligence Committee. So then there would have been a document trail. So instead of that, we decided to use regular Navy divers. And I think also along with the Norwegian divers, and it was a diving team who's used to going very deep, they were able to place three charges, I believe magnetically, three charges down upon Nord Stream pipeline at the bottom of the sea. And it waited 3 months to then be exploded. And the train of thought is that the explosion took 3 months for them to eventually activate because people forgot about the threat of Biden saying that they would take out Nord Stream. And I'll tell you this much. I've had quite a few conversations with quite a few other veterans about this, and everybody's saying the same thing. What are they trying to do? Start a damn war with Russia? Yes, that's exactly what they tried to do. Are doing. Let me say that. They are doing that. And Dave, why don't you think Russia has, why do you think they've taken the bait yet? It's not like we haven't given them enough ammo besides what we're doing in Ukraine already.
I would say it's simply because of the fact that we are looking at the ground needs to be frozen before Putin launches his tank offensive, and he's probably lining up tactical nukes in reserve.
Right now, I believe the death toll of Ukrainian soldiers is about 150,000, and that's approximate. And then injuries are in the 200,000, maybe even into the 300,000. Now, they originally didn't have that type of a fighting force. So conscripted people without the regular training have been pushed into this. And that's probably where you get your higher amount of your casualties, unfortunately. And we have reviewed on this show previously where they were taking people from their homes and forcefully conscripting them into the military.
That's true. Anyone under the age of 50.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, the fact that we have aligned ourselves with this government and that we are giving our very best to go over there and to help out a Nazi government or to help out assist the Nazis now, It just shows you that we live in Mad Hatter world,
Well, Zelensky's gotten rid of most of his cabinet because they've been caught in corruption. He just fired his defense minister yesterday.
But why do you think that is, though? Because he himself is extraordinarily corrupt.
Yeah, but he hasn't got caught. And I think he's got a safe face because of Congress.
Well, he's got that mansion that's being built in Florida for him, that compound. You know, it's like a $30 million compound or whatever it's being constructed for him. And we know that we're going to rescue him and we're going to bring him to Florida. And of course, Florida,
like the Shah of Iran.
Yeah, that's where Central Command is. That's where the Joint Task Force are, JSOC. So, you know, I don't understand the train of thought here, but we are walking ourselves dangerously into World War III. Do you think that it's a coincidence of these two things that during the State of the Union, Biden barely spoke about Ukraine and Russia, and he barely spoke about China? Why do you think that is?
Doesn't want to call attention to what people already know.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me personally, he has a lot to lose by doing that, a lot to financially lose by doing that. The Russians were in cahoots with John Kerry and with Hillary Clinton and the Obamas and the Bidens. So were the Ukrainians, so were the Chinese. So why would you make so much money off of these companies and then turn around, as we say down here in the South, and crawfish and go backwards on your deal? Does that make financial sense to you?
Does it make sense from his criminal perspective? Yes. Does it make sense for the betterment of your country, your people? No. That would be my answer.
This deal with Nord Stream Pipeline proves a few things. For one thing, it proves that we absolutely outright told Russia and everybody else that we were going to strike them.
Yeah.
And that we did it. And then it
absolutely.
Yeah. And then they outright lied about it. Boldface lied about it. And then said, oh, man, maybe the Russians did it. You know, maybe the Russians.
They blew up their own pipeline.
Yeah, those silly bastards. Maybe they caused themselves a $1 billion headache.
Did you notice that Biden gave special praise to Mitch McConnell last night?
Mm-hmm.
One of China's best friends, making $25 million a year off of him because of his in-laws in China. His in-laws control the six major Chinese ports.
Old Chinese Mitch. Yeah.
Man ought to be executed for high treason. Should be impeached, indicted, and get the full punishment.
I had a guy who left me a question on one of the YouTube videos that I did on my show. And he said, how far up do you think our military is corrupted? Now, I know
top four levels. Is that what you heard?
It's a guess, right? It really is a guess, because all the way from second lieutenants to 4-star generals, we have a connection there and we have a problem. Can I break this down for you?
Okay.
Here's the problem. Let's say hypothetically America gets into the next world war with Russia and China. And let's say, hypothetically, that it comes a point in time when the military has to break its oath or is forced to break its oath and confiscate weapons from American citizens.
That's not going to happen.
Legally owned weapons. Stand by. Hold on. Here's where people have lost faith, is that they don't know at this point in time where the military stands because everything's so divided now. And that's from the sexual orientation stuff, from the biasness of our top military leaders, Milley selling us up the Yellow River to China. And here's where I connect a problem. You have the top generals in the Pentagon who issue orders to their subordinates, who issue orders down the chains of command all the way to the divisions and the regiments and the battalions and brigades and companies and
so on and so forth. You're what you're saying is, how far up the chain of command does this go?
Well, here's a problem. As I know for a fact, there's a couple different guys that we're going to be talking about. You're going to have guys who are brand new, doing what they're told because they don't know better. You're going to have guys who are hungry for the promotion and will do whatever they're told as long as they get that next promotion. You have guys that are going to be aging out, who are going to be hitting retirement. They don't want their pension messed with. All right. And then you're going to have the one-off who says, well, I was just following an order.
Yeah, I'm having camera problems here. I've got a camera that won't stay attached. Go ahead. Keep going.
And then you're going to have number five is going to be the officer who says that's unconstitutional and I'm not doing that.
I have a prediction. The latter group will not act until their families are threatened.
Well, the way I view it, whenever we enact a draft and people are dodging the draft again, rightfully so, this time I would say rightfully so, and you get forced conscription into the military, what do you see happening? Do you think there'll be a flashpoint? You think there'll be the obviously protests and riots, but do you think there would be a point in time when people say, absolutely not, you're not taking my child?
I think it's going to happen right away. I think this country's had enough. Don't you think so? What do you think? I've already made my mind up. What would you do if your kids were draft age?
See if I can go in their stead.
Little Hunger Games action.
I'll volunteer as tribute.
I tell you, I wouldn't. I couldn't do that. But the reality is this, Doug. A lot of Americans are thinking like me. I know bravado is cheap, but I think people are just going to say no. Screw you.
As soon as you sign Hunter up.
Oh, come on. That's not going to happen.
Well, when you sign Hunter up.
I was just afraid.
Then we can all consider it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, no, because they'll say Hunter's not of the right age. Hey, man, if you go back into the way that the draft used to be, I think it's 55 and under. 55 to 17? 55 to 16? Was that World War One?
I don't know. I know World War II was largely 40.
Yeah.
It was 18 to 40.
Yeah, so. But we have to talk about this because you have a government that's actively trying to cause a war with Russia, a war that we can't win. We can't win it financially. Our allies financially can't fight it and don't even have the ammunition or the manpower to fight it. And they'd be the first strike right there in Europe. we don't have the manpower to fight it. We have all types of turmoil within our own military. You know, right now, we promised Ukraine, was it 30 Abram tanks? You know, we don't have 30 Abram tanks to send them. We have to build them. So they'll get those 30 Abram tanks in a year.
That's not the point. The point is you're antagonizing Russia to fight.
And Russia came out and said, the moment your tanks enter our battle space, you have entered the war. And they would be right. They would be absolutely right. Let me ask you like this. If Russia was supplying the drug cartels with weapons, ammunition, funds, intelligence, drugs, diesel, trucks, the plates to weld, the steel plates, and all the accoutrements that comes with that to making an up armored vehicle, and then we had all these different little incursions along the border, along with the massive migration, all this other stuff, would we not say, hey, it looks like Russia is trying to start a war in Mexico to bring it to our border? Oh, and then Russia builds 43 bioweapons labs on the Mexican-American border. And then Russia, through its subsidiary companies, decides to now start doing live tissue tests with extremely dangerous biological agents. Virologists have all said this is like you should not be doing human testing, period, on the bacteria, on the viruses. There should be no human testing on any of this stuff, even if it was for the vaccines that they're trying to create. But yet they were able to do it because, well, it's not really the Russians, it's this other company, and, you know, 5 degrees of separation.
No one's going to believe that, though. Just like the Nord Stream pipeline, no one believed that story that they blew up their own pipeline.
So what else is it going to take for us to eventually say we are trying to start a war with Russia? For Congress just to come right out and say it? That is what I have wrote down on my little guesstimations sheet of what will happen by the summer. Congress will declare war. Now that Mitch McConnell's in, Congress will declare war on Russia.
The House will never go along with it. The reason I say that, it would take a major false flag that would even fool them, and they'd be backed into a corner to have to act.
You mean like the exposure from Russia now that we actually did torpedo their major pipeline, which then affected Germany, and it also affected France, and Germany and France were both informed that Russia had did that based off of American intelligence. So we could lose two key allies, and they could decide to either go neutral or to actually rebuke America and back Russia. A little hypothetical, but it's a possibility, okay? And then you get the cyber attack from hell, which, hey, wouldn't you know it? Davos warned that. Expect the cyber attack. Oh, on the banking system. And what's been happening lately? It's like if all these things have events with narratives connecting them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a straightforward false flag attack. That's my guess.
In what way? What would you? What are you looking at? What are you thinking?
Dirty bomb to nuclear detonation. Major city.
I think that's too outright.
But they're not going to do an EMP. Not for that.
No, that's why cyber attack makes more sense on the financial system. Tit for tat.
I don't know if that's dramatic enough. It's devastating, but I don't know that it's dramatic. Yeah, I think it's got to be something that carries the outrage of horror.
When American families can't pay bills, put food on the table.
We already have that, and we're not doing a damn thing about it.
Well, look what just happened with Bank of America. You just had a bunch of people try to go to various different Banks of America, banks throughout the country. They try to pull out cash. They said no. They tried to pull out $1,500, and then they're told there's actually nothing in your bank account. And they're told, call customer service, and customer service tells them to pound sand. There ain't nothing they can do about it. Just imagine if this money magically disappears, and, oh, well, you know, the best way, I guess, now to secure money and depositors is for us to have the crypto that Biden's pushing. All these things feed into each other.
That's not false flag material. That's called that's ending the job. That's bringing America down.
Food riots.
A false flag. Okay, but I listen, that's all on the backstage. You asked me the question, what will happen false flag wise to provoke and blame Russia? It's got to be something that's not totally devastating because you want the war. It's got to be horrific to bring about moral outrage. And that would back Congress into a corner. Perhaps they would declare war then. A bank failure, well, it does not get the emotion going. And it's got to be something. What I'm saying, the word I'm looking for, the term is mass casualty event. That's what's got to happen.
I think we've gone to a point in time where you don't have to have a mass casualty event now. You can have a larger scale Reichstag fire. You can cut the underwater transmission cables for internet, which that alone kills billions of dollars. Was it $40 to $80 million a day travels under the water? So you could kill billions of dollars right there. And I think it does. I think the outrage from Americans. And I mean, even if it does happen and the outrage isn't that big amongst the American people, well, Congress can make up any lie that they want. They do it all the time to walk us into war. What lie have they created to blow up Nord Stream?
I think that's a declaration of war. Okay, I know I agree with that, but I think in terms of provoking a declaration of war, there has to be public pressure that would emanate from a human Holocaust kind of event. I think where we're going to disagree is you're looking for practical ways to damage the country. I'm saying I think it's got to be emotional. And I know there's probably a blend in between.
Yeah, we're probably both right.
The thing is Congress is going to have to, I don't dare vote against this because this was so bad for America and they blame these people. That's how the war will come about. Congress will probably know it's BS, but they feel they'll be backed into a corner because of the horrific nature of the event.
Well, you know, you could have a very hard critical infrastructure down scenario coming into summer, and let's just say they use weather modification to make it the worst, hottest summer ever with the most hurricanes you've ever seen. And because we don't have adequate amount of electricity, we can't do half of what we usually do for rescue operations, recovery operations, hospitalizations, keeping people alive, and you can have a mass die-off from that. The unfortunate thing that me and you are discovering is that the application of this mass event is really left up to the imagination, but it's all doable. It's all doable. I don't think it has to be an EMP. I think the EMP right up front is not warranted yet.
No, I agree. It's not going to be an EMP, but I would tell you this, EMP would have a different kind of an effect. But something biological is too slow. I think, Doug, what's going to be it's going to be the detonation of a mass casualty device.
It has to be another 9/11 style event where you will have men at 16 and 17, like I was, right? Chomping at the bit to join into the military, to go and take the fight to the terrorists, to take the fight to the evil people trying to kill Americans. And propaganda wins the day. You show enough bad things and you get, you know, Tucker and everyone else to talk about it 24/7. And, you know, the news cycle is endless. All right. Remember Iraq? Oh, they were throwing babies out of incubators and smashing their heads on the walls. Well, that was a lie. And who was it that was it Dianne Feinstein, I think, that was asked, you know, hundreds of thousands of people died because we lied to get into the war in Iraq. Was it worth it? And she said, absolutely. It was absolutely worth it. And that was for Halliburton to make more billions of dollars, which every single one of these congressmen at some point in time, they had their hand in it.
I don't disagree. But like I said, I don't know. We can go through and check off the scenarios. I'm telling you, it's going to be something with mass casualty. I'll give you one, okay? We're coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. And
I don't even know who's playing anymore.
You know what? Who gives a crap, okay? NFL stands for not for long. I mean, there's a lot of people that think Damir Hamlin's dead, and they're using that new deep fake that imitated Morgan Freeman, and he's really not alive. I have no idea if that's true or not true. But the reality is the NFL made all these football players take injections, and one of them is dying each month now.
Yep.
A lot of them are the veterans, you know, that have retired. But the reality, Doug, is this. Is that I agree. To me, the Super Bowl, I mean, they have their devil worship ceremonies at halftime and before the game. That holds no interest for me. It outweighs the interest I would have in the football. In fact, I'm actually driving a fair distance on Super Bowl Sunday to see relatives of mine. I'm not even going to watch the game. I could care less. But let me give you the scenario, okay? Private plane commandeered, okay, mass explosives on board, and they crash into the Super Bowl. Okay, you have 20,000 dead, scores injured, but the transmission is communicable, and there you go. And right away, CNN reports later that night, we have conclusive proof that it was allies of Russia that did this.
Which would be the Iranians.
The Iranians or the Syrians. I agree.
The Iranians, we have had intel for a long time that the Iranians have created drone sworn attack capabilities, and that terrorists, Islamic radical terrorists, have said that they would use drone swarm-like capabilities. And actually, a football game, stadium game, was one of the scenarios that I remember being briefed about, saying that the fear of releasing biological agents via a drone or some sort of mass suicide drone attack inside of, you know, a giant stadium. You know, I mean, that was one of the things that we were worrying about because we knew the capabilities were there. And this was, man, like 5 years ago. And, you know, drone capabilities advance every month. Right now, it is a drone warfare that's going on in Ukraine. The Ukrainians are using very cheap homemade explosives and very cheap drones, probably bought off Amazon or given to them for free. And that's how they are now attacking kamikaze style the Russian soldiers. And the Russian soldiers obviously are doing the same thing back using Iranian-based drones. But because we don't back Iran and because we back Ukraine, obviously, who's the bad guy? Right? The guys that we don't back.
Yeah, exactly.
They're both bad.
Yeah.
Both bad. Like, if Nazis versus the Red Russians, along with the radical Islam. And by the way, the CIA front group, occasionally called ISIS, is fighting on behalf of the Ukrainians against the Russians. in Ukraine. Like my head starts to spin when I think about this, because then you also have the Taliban, who is pro-Russia and pro-China, who is giving their military aid, which was the military equipment that we left in Afghanistan, to China and to Russia to use against the Ukrainians. Like, there's so many spider webs now that I can put on a board and connect with a little piece of red yarn that it just looks like a big jumble of goop at this point. Like, this is such a mess. I'll say this. We have caused such a mess that it's the perfect catalyst for runaway terrorism to do whatever they want. It's the perfect catalyst for something to go wrong and for us to have enough degrees of separation by starting this madness that we can come out and say, look at us, we're the victims. Now we're going to come in as the good guys and fight against the evil guys that we funded, we trained, we gave ammunition to, weaponry to, clothing to, terroristic support is the federal language there. I don't know. I don't know if it's stupidity or ingenious or both. It's treasonous.
Yeah, we're certainly not going to get to all the topics we want to talk about because we got a little bogged down, but I think appropriately so, on the nature of the false flag attack coming. But you have to justify the draft. You have to piss the people off to accept it. You have to back Congress into a corner where they have to vote for it. And we will do a declaration of war this time. I think there's no question we will, because it's a symbol that we're united and we're on one team. And who are you to say you're not sending your kid?
Well, I think you'll have the same Republicans, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Lauren Boberts, the Matt Gaetz, and maybe a few others, who will be the naysayers. And then you have, you know, Cyclops over there from Houston, who's willing to call anybody a terrorist.
Yeah.
He's really got an eye for these things, doesn't he? Ba-bum-bum. You know, these people are warmongers. They're warmongers. They're tied into the military-industrial complex. They get the kickbacks. They get the insider trading. Anything that involves moving munitions, manpower, and equipment, they get a kickback from. So why wouldn't they want war?
I think they do want war to please their benefactors, as you indicated. But I'm telling you right now, Doug, without a false flag, America's not accepting a draft.
Do you think a false flag would come from China or Russia then?
Russia.
Why not China?
Through an ally. Because they want the war with Russia first. I really believe the plan is to have us engage, the West engage with Russia. We devastate each other, and China's left as the sole remaining superpower at full strength.
How do you devastate both countries, if not by nuclear war? What are the other avenues? Financial?
Attrition that ends up being financial, among other things.
So how long would you say that it takes to gestate that war, and then how long is the war? Because we went 20 years in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria.
Won't be that long. No, this will be, you're talking limited war. Vietnam was a limited war. This will be like World War II. Only thing is because the weapons are more modern, surveillance is more modern, the battles will be in hyperspeed compared to World War II.
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be fast paced then.
Yeah, the Russians will be in Berlin in 2 weeks. That's my thinking.
Do you see the hypersonic missiles being used?
Yes.
Do you see our missile platforms failing to shoot them down?
Unknown. I don't have that information.
Based off the United States Air Force general that was subpoenaed to go to Congress back in 2016, he said that shooting down a hypersonic missile, whenever Putin first came out with it, was like trying to hit a bullet with a bullet. And that nine times out of 10, we missed.
But we don't know about the hyperbole.
Yeah, once again, this is war games.
Yeah.
War games and using computer analytics to try and determine this. But they didn't have a very good fuzzy feeling about it. However, I'm sure we've made a lot of gains since that time frame. But you would think that, just to save face, you would at least lie about it. Oh, yeah, we can shoot them down all day long. We can throw a fly swatter up in the sky that's so slow and just knock it out of the sky. Hell, we could probably catch it and throw it back at them. You would come up with some sort of bullshit answer to appease the people, to not cause panic and to not cause distrust. Or is that what
they mean? I think initially in a draft, I want to say this too, okay? Initially in a draft, about 30% of the people will say no. Very quickly, depending how long the war goes, if there's time, that number will grow over 50%. And I'll give you another situation. It could be the powder keg for a civil war. It could mushroom into a bigger conflict. I mean, we're already seeing regionalization now. Look at Oregon. I had 11 counties vote to secede from the state of Oregon and move to Idaho. You have the new California movement. You've got Texas secession movements because they know that Abbott's a traitor tied into China. You've got these subgroups moving all across the country, and a powder keg. I mean, we've already have a division. You could almost look at like liberal versus conservative as like the Mason-Dixon line of the Civil War. And we're seeing sides being formed right now. Although I think the when the Civil War starts, it'll be non-contiguous. In other words, you won't have a block of northern states and a block of southern states. It'll be interspersed. It'll be more of the rural, conservative, suburban people versus the hardcore inner city. And I think that will be what you see, and warlords will emerge. And I think the draft could be the impetus for this whole thing to be set off.
I think a beginning stage of that was kind of like the Antifa versus the Proud Boys. That within itself was, that's street gang level violence, but well organized, volunteer, everybody and anybody came to those fights, but there was one clear defining difference. They were on the left and they were on the right. Those were the clear defining differences. And then the other defining difference was that there were governors and mayors, law enforcement officials, working your way up to government officials who took the side of the left and chose not to stand on the side of the patriot groups. Once again, causing distrust, distrust and dissent.
Well, you're recognizing very early on, and then Antifa will play a role. You're right about that, too.
They will.
Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Well, exactly. But it's not going to be a smooth takeover, Bolshevik takeover of America, because the American citizens are too well-armed, and there's too many people that know what's going on.
So then do you see Wei Fang and his prophecy coming into fulfillment with this?
Not yet. Okay, that's a different scenario. First, China could never invade America. I don't care how many troops they bring. Too many guns, too many logistical issues, too many military will defect to defend the country. And some of them will control pretty good weaponry. China has to have America destroyed. This is why the war with Russia is necessary. This is part of the grand plan for the globalists. I've been saying this for years. And it's interesting because the UK and America get devastated in the Deagle Report, as well as nations of Europe and the other nations, these communist bloc nations, so to speak. They remain relatively intact. Russia takes a hit, but China's stronger than ever. That's the goal. The WEF, which is the administrative arm of the New World Order, they want to install China as their world policeman. And who is the competition? America and Russia. That's why I think we're going to fight a war.
Let me throw in a wild card. North Korea.
They're just the foot soldiers for the Chinese, in my estimation.
Yep, absolutely. Until that crazy little bastard launches a bottle rocket and it actually hits an American city with a nuclear warhead.
Yeah, that would set off action against China, because everyone knows North Korea is a puppet of China.
Well,
but I don't think that's the way it's going to go, Doug. I think the plan has got to be America and Russia have to fight to help China.
Yep. But North Korea also has a sector inside of Russia near Siberia where they get all their timber from. And it's actually a prison camp that's out there. And you could make the long investigative hunch of a stretch that they had been gathering material and they had been gathering sources and methods from Russia through Siberia through this timber connection, and that's how they were shoveling it back into their country. And the little fat man got crazy enough to finally launch. That's what I call him. He's the little angry fat kid on the street who doesn't. No one wants to play with him because he's crazy. And he eventually launches a bottle rocket that catches someone's roof on fire. Right? He's that guy. Okay. Nobody knows, but he's the perfect little pit bull to be shaken up just enough to finally lunge out and eventually bite somebody. And China will not come to back for them. I promise you.
China knows exactly what they're doing. They do.
China doesn't lose anything besides a buffer and a distraction when they lose North Korea.
Let me tell you this. When we're enmeshed in the war, China will start their end of it. Taiwan and South Korea and Japan will be the first victims. But that's not going to happen until after. Let's say America and Russia fight. We'll devastate each other. Okay? Each nation incapable of continuing a fight on a second front. And here's China. Okay? America will probably simultaneously, and I really do believe this, Doug, I think America will simultaneously be involved in the Civil War as well as World War III. And it'll stem from many of the things we've talked about. America will devastate itself. America will destroy itself. And then when it's brought down to a level where we're in trouble, then I think China unleashes the EMP. That's where I think it's going. And America will cease to exist as a nation, and Russia will capitulate to China and become a satellite state. And Putin will probably be removed from power at that point, too.
I don't disagree with anything you just said. It's too plausible.
You know, it's almost predictable. Doug, I've been covering since the Deagle Report now for 10 years. The pattern has been set for a long time. Ukraine is just the vehicle to pull this off.
So as the Russians are moving into Ukraine for this big offensive, what's your top three predictions that you think will happen within the next coming months?
I think, first of all, Russia's had enough. The hard ground comes, Russia rolls their tanks. We respond with F-16s and European NATO tanks. Russia gets tactical nukes. It gets ugly quickly. How far it goes is impossible to predict, but I wouldn't rule out the losing side resorting to ICBMs and the other side retaliating.
I think Russia will take down the entire Eastern Bloc power grid.
Why the Eastern Bloc?
Because that's the side that they're first going to approach into. And that's also where that big nuclear power plant is that feeds part of lower Europe. They could affect quite a bit of people. And everybody in Europe now is involving themselves into this war involuntarily or voluntarily. So as part of retaliation, we'll cut the power to everybody then. You blew up Nord Stream? We're going to cut your electric power as well. Russia is a tit-for-tat country. They've proven that since the Cold War. As far as we go, they will go.
Well, we've laid out a pretty good scenario here, I think. But, you know, it's interesting, too. You've got mainstream media supporting the Nordstrom story now that we know is true. That's because they want to provoke Putin. Yeah, we said you did it, but here's the real truth now, Putin. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I tell you this, not getting my kid, and everyone who watches this needs to have the same resolve. Do not let your kids go to the meat grinder. I don't care what pressure they put on you. If enough of us say no, Doug, they can't enforce it.
I think major economic warfare is about to hit. The banking system will be hit. The banking system will be hit. Americans will go into panic buying. And the more fuel for the fire, the bigger the fire gets. And this is all just, it's not a distraction. A distraction is not what I want to call this. It is putting the hooks into the jaws and dragging Russia into this fight. Russia is, and you know, not to compliment the Russian military at this point, but they have been very reserved. And we even have a video of the Ukrainians using chemical nerve agents, possibly, against Russian soldiers. I mean, to me, pardon my French, that's a holy shit moment, because where'd you get that from?
I agree. The other thing, if I were Putin, you got to think like your enemy now. Putin has to know what the plan is. Us in America fight, that's why he's been reserved. He knows he's being led into a trap. Okay, so my question is, if the poop is going to hit the fan, would you be surprised if Russia launched nukes at China?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be. Biden will never do it, okay, because Biden's about taking America down. He's owned by Klaus Schwab. But Putin is not. At least I don't think he is. And if I knew I was going to be trapped, well, you know what, Xi Jinping and WEF, we may not win this war with America. We might be devastated. Hey, but here's to your world policemen. Take our SS-20s and everything else we have. I could see that happening very easily.
Who's the real leader of the BRICS nations?
Putin.
So he has enough allies on his side to start enough proxy wars, or to have at least enough allies to combat our allies, to tie everyone up around the world.
Well, India and Pakistan will neutralize each other. Israel will attack Iran, and they'll be in a fight for survival. They won't be assisting the United States. Oil will be cut off, and Biden's already seen that we can't recover from that. I mean, these are easy scenarios to write. These really are.
These are the types of topics that should have been brought up at the State of the Union. Had we had an actual...
He didn't even talk about the spy balloon.
I know. But not one Republican has said what we have said yet either. Which to me, this is all confusing. Are we talking about getting into war with Russia and China? Or are we talking about something else? Because what the rest of Americans see, what you and I see, what our listeners are seeing, is that America is on a war footing. Russia is on a war footing. China is on a war footing. But yet your politicians barely address it. What the hell is going on? Be expecting the Pearl Harbor attack. It's going to have to be a 9/11 style attack, or a Pearl Harbor first strike style attack, that has to draw the bear out of the cave. And that's us. You have to be able to draw our military out of the homeland and to make us go on to the actual war campaign. I just don't know what it is yet. There's so many variables. There's so many plausible variables that it you can get bogged down in the mire of scenarios here, but any of them at this point in time will work. And I think that is probably one of the most alarming things, is there's so many variables. They could use any one of them. We know that the WEF, wants this to happen. We know they want Americans to capitulate. They want the world under their thumb, and they're willing to start wars and rumors of wars in order for this to happen. Like, let's talk about Turkey real quick. This devastating duo earthquake, rumor mill is saying that it could have been American-based earthquake weapons. Well, many of you may ask yourself, well, we don't have that type of technology. You can go on U.S. patents and you can pull it up where we have that type of technology.
Let me address this. I can't say too much, but let's say I know a lot about Air Force owning the weather 2025. And this is what you're talking about. And if you want to see this, people, you can go to the U.S. Patent Office and look for a while, or you can go to the commonsenseshow.com and use the search engine and put in Air Force owning the weather 2025. And I have all the patents there. And you can clearly see that we've had earthquake weapons for quite some time. There was a big shakeup on that group, though. There were some that refused to participate in something that would use earthquake weapons against innocent civilian populations that are noncombatants. And there was some people fired from that committee, wrecked their military careers because of that. Turkey, tell the audience, Doug, in your opinion, why Turkey was targeted with earthquake weapons.
I think there could be a possibility Turkey was targeted because Turkey agreed to be a hub for Russian petroleum bases.
Yes.
Turkey being the second biggest NATO ally or second biggest NATO military and also the second most nuclear armed poses a very serious threat to an America who says, you need to pick a side. You're either going to be on our side or you're going to be against us if you're not on our side. And the best way to then neutralize a significant power threat like that would be to cause one of the worst earthquakes or series of earthquakes, make it look natural, tie up their resources, because we're sitting here on our hands saying, well, how are we going to send U.S. aid over to Turkey when Russia has already mobilized thousands of men to go over there, along with the military, along with the funds, along with all the other rescue operations to go and help. So who's winning hearts and minds? It's not America. We are provocateurs. We have to admit that at this point. America has become a provocateur of a world war.
Well, we have been since Vietnam. I mean, this is not new behavior.
No, it's not new behavior. And as someone who knows a little bit about psychology, what you are seeing is a pattern of behavior. We have a pattern of behavior, a history of behavioral traits by using our proxies and the CIA and DIA and all these other little clandestine operation agencies to cause these types of wars. I mean, we openly cause revolutions all over the world for our benefit. And you have members of Congress who are saying, somebody, please just go ahead and assassinate the president of Russia. I cannot believe at this point in time at the state of the world that we have congressmen who are saying this and there's no repercussions for them. You know, and that's Lindsey Graham.
I hear you. I think we've about exhausted this for the time being, but I would say this, prep and pray. That's your favorite saying, and you're right.
Train, prep, and pray.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to be a part. This will be a part B to this. If you wonder why I'm squirming like this, I have two back injuries that are usually very benign. They're killing me tonight. I'm feeling my age. So anyway,
You've been out there doing those heavy deadlifts again, haven't you?
No, unfortunately, I'm not doing enough stuff. I got to get back home so I can get out to the sled and the swimming pool. That's the bottom line here. So, and I think it has a lot. My inactivity, I'm not inactive, but let's put it this way. My less activity schedule is contributing to the demise of my body, and I'm feeling it tonight. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Doug Thornton and myself, we really threw the stuff up on the wall tonight. You have to pick and choose what you believe, but I am convinced Russia and the U.S. and China sits back and benefits from the war, and they stay out of it until it's well underway, and they just accomplish their goals in the Pacific, and then they assume global dominance. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the CommonSenseShow.tv. We will see you back here again next time. Maybe. Maybe. We were on so long tonight, Doug, that the system doesn't want to let me log off.
They just like okay. to hear... All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.